This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:45. For weeks now, we've been hearing about whether a cyber affront could somehow interfere with the upcoming presidential election results. In our area, there are different types of voting machines used on Election Day, some of which are more vulnerable to factors of age than anything else. That's according to Henry Carter, assistant professor at Villanova University. His research is in cybersecurity and cryptology. When I spoke with him recently, I still had to ask, could Russian hackers get the upper hand on Election Day?
I don't think a large-scale attack like that is likely. The good news about the Pennsylvania voting machines in particular is that none of them are connected to the internet, so any malicious attackers will have to be physically present and have physical access to the voting machines to carry out an attack.
And I don't really understand the voting machine system. I really never thought about it before. But once I vote and it goes into the machine, I press a little button, it goes, makes a little noise, then all that gets tabulated in some kind of little computer system right then and there, right?
So it actually doesn't get tabulated immediately. The only thing that's stored in the actual voting machine is a record of each ballot cast in that machine. Those results are then combined in a different computer, which actually does the recording and tabulation.
Does somebody go up to that individual machine that I just voted in and put in like a thumb drive to get that information? Or
They do. They have a removable storage card that they physically remove from that machine and put into the machine that's used to count the votes.
And then what about that machine that's getting all the info from the individual machines? Is that a hackable machine?
One concern about that machine is that a lot of those machines are running standard operating systems, which could potentially still have vulnerabilities, especially if they haven't been updated. The good news about Pennsylvania in particular is that we have a mandatory audit regulation, which means that a random selection of the ballots that are recorded on that removable media will actually be recounted after the fact to ensure that the computer doing the total tabulation is correct.
Do we have to worry about Russian hackers? Could we possibly be a little concerned about any of the folks who are handling these materials from the individual machines to the bigger system?
I don't think that a foreign threat is particularly dangerous. The overall state of electronic voting machines is basically this. Many studies have shown that there are vulnerabilities with each of the machines in particular that you can exploit if you have physical access. But because of the policies surrounding the machines, the way that they're handled, the way that they are locked and sealed with tamper-proof seals, and the way that they're audited afterwards makes a wide-scale fraud activity quite unlikely.
What would you be most concerned about in terms of a fraud concern?
I think I would probably be more concerned about just errors in the age of the machine. Not only do we have to worry about active fraud, but we have to worry about just machines breaking down, things not being uploaded correctly. There was a study done in South Carolina that used the logs I mentioned earlier that are recorded on that removable media to actually discover that the vote tally accidentally didn't count 1,600 or so votes. So there are still bugs in the system that could cause votes to disappear, probably with more likelihood than a large-scale fraud event.
What about a read on New Jersey and Delaware?
I'm a little less familiar with Delaware's voting system. I know that New Jersey, by and large, uses similar electronic voting machines to the Philadelphia area. So they're going to be electronic machines that directly record the votes and do not have a paper printout that can be audited later. All of the audit logs are kept digitally.
It's a big expense to update machines. You were talking about outdated ones possibly being an issue. It sounds like eventually we're going to have to update systems across the board, right?
Oh, absolutely. The state of security is certainly not impervious to attack. And to get there, we're really going to need to make sure that everything is updated. And preferably, it's not using commercial operating systems like Windows. Preferably, it would use some sort of single-function proprietary software that only counts votes. It doesn't do all of these other things that Windows does.
You'll be voting on Election Day yourself?
I definitely will be.
With confidence?
I will be with confidence.
Thank you very much.
Great, thank you.
Henry Carter teaches at Villanova University. His research is in cybersecurity and cryptology.